A little while after I left school, I went to one of my hirings and I got hired to a farmer, Mr. Dunnington. And I was hired for a year for £5 and my food. Well, out of that £5, you paid £1 a year for your washing doing. Well, you used to get up on a morning at 4:15. You used to go out, do your work, go into your breakfast about 6 o'clock. Then, when you'd had your breakfast, of course, you turned out and went into the fields while noon, came in for your dinner, you fed your horses, went in and got your dinner, come out and gave your horses another feed, and then you got your bedding in ready for night. That was for to bed them up at night, you see. Then you used to go in at 6 o'clock for your evening meal, which generally consisted of boiled bacon, an apple pie, and skim milk. That was your tea. You used to come out again then and clean your horses and do and what they call father them up for night, bed them up, and then leave them. Then you used to go get washed and shave if you were already shaving, if you understand what I mean, if you'd got to that stage when you were shaving. And then you used to go in and take off your boots, sit a few minutes and off to bed, ready for next morning. That was a general routine, like. And of course, depending what time of year it was, well, some days, you'd see, back end of year, after the harvest time and that, you used to go plough the stubbles and all such as that. Then you'd probably, the fold yard, that's where bullocks, they used to feed bullocks, and they used to trample, they used to bed them up, and they used to trample it into manure, you see. Well, it was to clean out, well, you'd be carting manure out into the fields. And from that, probably, you'd, back end of the year, you see, you'd be harvesting potatoes, or leading turnips off, or mangoes, or anything like that, all ready to store up for winter. Then there'd be what they call thrashing days. Well, when thrashing days used to come round, you see, the thrashing machine used to come and a few extra men, and they used to thrash. Well, you used to get a drink in the middle of the morning, sandwiches and probably coffee. Some got beer. Same again about mid-afternoon. Then you used to go on thrashing while 6 o'clock. Well, after that, you'd go in for your tea, and then you'd come out and see to your horses again and water them and all ready for next day and bed up and such like. And, of course, in summertime, of course, it was all go, what, drilling corn at spring, and then, we'll say, going on through the harvest, on through the season, like, until harvest, and then there were all the corn harvesting, cutting, stoking, and then leading and stacking and all that kind of thing, you see. And that were about the season's routine, you know. Well, when it come to November, there was like two hirings in November. There was what they call the first hirings in November, and then there were the second hirings. Well, you used to leave your place, if you got hired to another farm, like, you left on the 23rd of November, and then you'd a week holiday. That was all the holiday you got all the year round. You got this week holiday before you went to your new place. Well, supposing you were stopping at the place where you'd been that year, he'd ask you probably not to have your week till he got some more people, do you see? Follow on. Then you used to get your week, and that was about the general routine. That's about as much as I can tell you, you know.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yes. Can you just I know you've told me before, but can you tell me again about the you know, the sort of the times that people used to sing and make music generally, and the places they did it.
Well, of course, what used to happen and all, we'll say you were in fields, you'd be singing probably and whistling and such as that, but probably at weekend, maybe Sunday afternoon. Maybe some of the lads at some of the other farms, one might have a concertina or not like that. Well, sometimes you'd go to see them, or they'd come to see you, until what they call fathering time, you know. Well, you'd that some would have a concertina, some would have a mouth organ and all that, and they used to play little songs and that sort of thing. They used to be singing bits of songs and that sort of thing, you know. It were marvellous. You had to make a little bit of entertainment best way you could, you know. Okay. Aye, that's about all I can tell you, really. Of course, when Irons used to come, same as Wetherby and there, we'll say one were what they used to call, some lads were wagoners, what they call wagoners. Then there were used to be bullock lads and all that, shepherds and all that. Well, usually, him it was a wagoner, a horseman like, that's what they call horsemen. They used to plough and do, but they call them wagoners. They'd probably have either in their hat or in the lapel of the coat here, a bit of coloured braid, like the plat horse tails up with. That showed they were horsemen, you see.
Oh, I see.
Mm. And they used to hire servant girls for working in farmhouse and that, you know, at the same time, all that kind of thing.